Roger. Now, I've used a TS-520 for a while, and it was a good radio. Of course, it was an analog radio, which I don't mind that. I don't mind if it's analog, digital. But, yeah, it was a good radio, but you had to load that radio, as we used to say. And with that, you dip the plate and drive the grid. That was the phrase that was always said back when I was in the ham radio first. I got my license in 1972 or 3. And, of course, back then everything was tube type. But I'm kind of getting a little bit better. Like I say, that 430, now that's a really good radio. And, of course, 450 is a really good radio. And I hope I'm going to check this 180 out. It's an analog radio, but it's got a digital display on it. So maybe I'll like it. That's about all I got to say tonight, Dave. And everybody that's listening, have a good night. And I'll be clear after yours in 4DIZ.
Okay, Joel. I knew it was something like that. I appreciate you straightening me out on that. Dip the plate and drive the grid. I remember that now that you mentioned that. But that was a lot of fun. Those radios, those were the good days, the good times. But anyway, appreciate that, Joel. Hope you enjoy the new radio, whichever one it is that you decide you settle on. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo November 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie. That's John in Taylor's, and I will be negative and negative.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KN4OBC. That's John calling in from Taylor's this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, John. I see that you have checked in with, well, maybe no, maybe not. have you checked in with me before? I'm not remembering it.
It's been a little while since I checked in. I bought a house over here, and I'm finally getting a station up and going. I got a little mobile set up instead of the handheld I was using before, so hopefully I'm sounding good.
Well, you are. You're sounding really good, and welcome to the area. Glad to hear you're getting settled in. Hope to hear you many more times on the net. Appreciate you taking the time to check in and stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Okay, we do have one more rag chewer tonight, KA4END. Buddy, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, I was thinking we might have stayed a little bit late for Buddy. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that looks like that's going to about do it. Have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Go ahead, recheck.
RHF, yeah, you missed me. I didn't have a whole lot to say. I was going to mention to Al if he's still out there. I'm going to give him my email address, and if he needs information on the field day this weekend, how to get to it and so forth, I can send him the field day flyer. I think it went out to the club members, but it didn't go out to everybody. My email is my call sign, K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot, K4RHF, at mail.com, mail.com. And that's about all I had. I did want to mention, I think John was talking about his cat a little while ago. My mom has a cat that bit the bejesus out of me one time. I was sitting there petting the cat, and the cat just flipped around and let me hold it. But I've learned there's one word in cat language that the humans can pronounce that will get them out of the way if they're causing any trouble. And I'll spell it phonetically. It's Foxtrot Sierra 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 T Tango. F-S-S-S-S-S-S-T. And you say, and they will take off because they hate that sound. Anyway, just a little cat language there. Don't have any bear stories tonight, so I guess that'll get it. K4RX Afton, have a good one, Dave.
Okay, be right with you, Johnny. So I did have you checked down as Ragtour, but I just skipped right over you. You were only one away from John, so I guess I scrolled down too far and I didn't scroll back up high enough. So my fault. I did have you down there, Bob. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And that's a good little tidbit to know about cats. I did not know that. I might have to try that. Go ahead, Johnny.
WD-40Y. Just wanted to get a short informal with Bob, please.
Go right ahead. Call your station.
WD-40Y.
Keep at the camp outside this evening.
Affirmative. I was surveying the camping areas that we could actually park in and wanted to find out if you had any takers on camping.
Except for... Hang on, there's one person. Let me get the give me names. Let's see. Give me 10 seconds. Got the document up. I think Kevin KN4UBG. I think he's the one who said he was gonna be there for the whole weekend. And I said he'd be camping if he was gonna do that. There's a couple of guys bringing trailers. Pat, K4OSH, has a trailer. And we also have, let's see. On that list. Yeah, K4OSH and Kevin are both going to bring trailers. And, let's see, Jason's got one because he's going to be doing the barrels and stuff. KED2RKN. And he's got a 6-foot trailer. And Scott, well, I don't know, he'll have a trailer or a truck probably. He's got the generators. And so that's a good bit right there. And I'm going to have my truck, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring my Jeep up and leave it Friday night just so I have someplace to sleep inside there. And, I can lay it out in the back of the Jeep and then bring the pickup truck and then have enough to haul stuff. So I can help haul stuff from over yonder too. That's about it. I'll have a couple of grills and my antenna pole and some big stuff there. That's about it. Keep our
account. WD-40Y. Thanks, Dave. Back to net control.
Okay, glad we could get you guys together. Hey, have I missed anyone else for check-ins, or have I missed any rag chewers called W4DJW? Okay, be sure and stop by tomorrow night where KI4DOS Gary will be calling the net. He has the Wednesday night swap net, so you surely don't want to miss that. I'm sure Gary would appreciate it, and I'm sure you would enjoy the net. I'm going to go ahead and turn in my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
4DYH, KN4UBG.
D40YH.
And if I bring the camper, I hear y'all talking about it. If I bring the camper up, do I need a long cord or do they actually have like poles sticking up that you can actually plug into? Because I got a 100-foot cord that goes with mine, too.
So. The long cord. Because the way it's laid out, the power distribution systems are at the end of each of the barns. There's four barns. One is, or sheds, I would say, three of which have stalls for stabling animals in. One has picnic tables. There's water along the side of each one. Periodically with a faucet, and power is at the end of each one. So if you park anywhere along the length, you're going to need a cable that'll reach to the end and around to the power distribution system.
So I can come up Friday night and set up, right?
hook up with me sometime Friday afternoon. We're planning on doing the same thing.
Well, it'll be after I get off work. It'll probably be later on in the afternoon. I get off at 5. It's probably about 5:30, 5:40 when I get home. And I'm hoping Thursday I'll have everything pulled out and ready to go. I got the last few things I'm doing to the side of the camper. I got to reattach my canvas piece back to the side of the camper. It's a pop-up that's got the little table and slides out and the little the canopy piece that goes around the side. It comes loose in the corner of it. So I'm going to reattach that before I come. So I'm going to pull the camper out and get everything ready. That's why I was asking about the cord. And as far as water, I don't really have, you know, a gray water tank or anything. I mean, it's got the little bathroom thing built into it. So, I mean, I don't really need anything other than that. So I think I can fill up my clear water thing and bring it with me. So I think I'll be good on water.
Sounds good. Or if you get there and the gate's closed, just give us a call and we'll come let you in.
I'll do that. I'll let you know sometime Friday. I still got your number. I'll shoot you a text or whatever and let you know when I'm headed that way.
I'll be monitoring the repeater, so you could probably give us a call there too if you like. Sounds like a good plan.
Well, you have a good night, man, and everybody out there listening, and I'm fixing to be clear. WD4DYH 73, and we look forward to hollering at you Friday afternoon. KN4UBG, I'll be clear.
Okie dokie, you have a good evening. Look forward to talking to you soon. WD4DYH.
WD4RHF.
Did you get that cleanup, the wash-up sink that you were talking about?
Today. That was something I wanted to call you and tell you about. I rung your phone a couple of times, but no pickup, so I caught you on the radio.
So the wood's a good part of the day, and I was out at my farm picking blackberries. I've got an old two-basin kitchen sink. It's one of those little stainless steel ones that was just literally sitting back there behind a tree somewhere. I found it and threw it in the truck and brought it back up here in case we need it. But I found something that I thought was really cool. I probably don't have time to get it, but they make a thing that's a, it fits into the spigot on a sink. You get one of those little, the regular old sink spigots that come up and around. And it's got to come up and around and be pointing straight down to the drain. But then you screw this thing up into it, and it's a little rod. And if you're not touching it, you don't get any water flow. You hit that little rod, and you get water flow, and only when your hand's underneath it. It's kind of cool. It's called an instant-off valve, but or something like that. Anyway, I thought that was really neat. I think I'm going to set that up with a valve like that and set it up where you can plug up a water hose up underneath it instead of the regular drain, the regular water pipe. Put a piece of plastic drain pipe underneath there. Just don't run the water off away from you a little bit. But I doubt if I'll have that by Friday. If you've already got something there, I won't worry about it. K4RHF.
Yeah, we got little stand. It's a fish cleaning stand. It has two sinks and a faucet that you hook to a garden hose. And two drain pipes that come out that you can set a 5-gallon bucket under if you choose to. Or if you set it up somewhere where the water can run away from it, then that works too. So Mary's bringing paper towels and soap. The only other question that I have for you is, are you going to do any hand sanitizer?
Ask me that tomorrow. I'll write myself a note here. I'll run up to drugstore up the street here in Walmart. If I can get some 91% alcohol, which is probably cleaned out, we've got some ALO. And all you do is you mix the alcohol and ALO, but you have to mix it in the right percentage so that it's still at least 60% alcohol in order to have enough alcohol in it for it to actually sanitize. And I could probably make up like a half gallon or a gallon of that if I can find the alcohol for it. So let me go look for that in the morning, and I'll look at it, and I'll see where we go from there. That's about all I got. I'm going to shut everything down and go to bed.
Okay, Doug, do you get pictures on your telephone?
Yes, I do.
I'll send you a picture of something I found at Lowe's this evening. It'll solve your problem with the hand sanitizer.
They got large amounts over there?
They do. Limited to one container, but one container would be enough to do what we want to do.
Okay, Doug. That'd be fine. I'll run by Lowe's tomorrow. I was going to ask you something else. I can't remember what it was. If I figure it out, I'll text it to you.
Okay, I'll look forward to it. I'll send you the picture once I get landed. We're still mobile right now, so if your phone goes off in a little while, you know what it is. WD4DYH, I'll let you go. I know you sound like you're tired.
Okay, I just couldn't remember for a second. Actually, I was going to tell you, after we talked the other day, I said one of those fish cleaning stations would be the catch me out. I've wanted to do that for a long time down at my farm, but I wanted to get one of those stainless steel tables, like the restaurant grade tables. You can get them sometimes for a couple $100. I was going to get one and just set it out there in the woods with the water supply for a deer cleaning table, because my wife doesn't want me doing it in the backyard, and it made a mess last time I did it in the garage. She's like, no, you're not bringing that in my kitchen. So I figured that was the next thing in the works, was a deer cleaning table out there. Maybe I'll have one by fall. I'll be looking out. All right, take care, Johnny. I'm going to shut this thing down. K4RHF.
K4RHF, WD40YH. Have a good evening, and thank you for all your work. Mobile.